C.J. Hopgood signed up for his first surfing contest when he was just 10 years of age, and he made the finals of that open boys event that he entered. C.J. caught the bug, and he placed second in the national competition the following year and won several other titles at age 11. At age 20, he joined the pro surfing tour and became the Rookie of the Year, with his twin brother Damian taking Rookie of the Year honors the next season. CJ won the World Championship in 2001. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at the all-new look, WWIB.com. You can listen to the show. You can download it right there as a podcast. And you can help support it, keep it on the air, with a tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Quickly, securely, and safely at WWIB.com. Now, at the age of 41, C.J. Hopgood is retired from the sport of pro surfing, but he is still very connected with it, and we're connecting with him today on Sports and Commentary. So, you retired, C.J., in your mid-30s. That's fairly young. I think you still had some good years left in pro surfing. Why did you decide to hang it up at that early age?
Yeah, so there's a point in anything in life that you do and you love. And then I had a gifting in surfing. I definitely realized going into other stuff since I've retired from surfing, what it feels like to have a gifting at something and what it feels like not to have a gifting at things. I had the gifting, but even though I had that gifting, it still kept me away from my loved ones and my family. And there's just a point where I just didn't want to make that sacrifice anymore. I didn't have it in my heart. And I honestly just prayed for years and years for God to get me out, and show me a door. He did. He provided. It was longer than I wanted it to. I retired when I was 35. I'd say my born-on date was about 2 years past expired. But that's what it felt like to me. But now being on the other side for the last 5 years, I can really see all the things that God had, sort of paved or planned or made the way for me to walk into, that allows me to live a happy, pretty joyful, filled life, man, and getting down on my knees a lot and walking with him a lot, a lot more closely. Now that I don't have the drug of surfing to turn to every second.
Yeah, did it take some time for those competitive juices to kind of shut down?
Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, man. It's definitely a process because for men in general, even if you're not an athlete, you still sort of live out of this performance-based mentality. So if you're an athlete I was an athlete, or I traveled into the surfing tour for 17 years of my life, so everything was performance. Everything I looked through, every lens, every theme in my life was performance, performance, performance. So then to step out of that and then enter an arena where performance doesn't matter anymore. Performance doesn't matter. Your wife doesn't need for you to show up, and your kids definitely don't need you to show up in a performance-based mentality because it only kills everything. So the process of getting out of a performance base into a loving, relationship-based life takes time, man. And you have to go to the creator to get that blueprint. And so that's what I've been, really, really on the last 5 years of my life. And I'm just starting to see a lot of fruit from it. So it takes time. It takes time.
Yeah, it sure does. All right. So how do you stay in touch with your buddies in the pro surfing community these days?
Well, from my understanding of it or my thought process is the Father is going to give it back tenfold. So he's going to give everything that I've given up back tenfold. So I more have to take the approach or the posture, the mentality of constantly giving it up. So I actually really try to do the adverse. I try to not look as much as possible at surfing. I try to not see where the waves are going to be every day. I actually try to give it up and actually turn away from it as much as possible. I think that is the healthiest for me in this season. Because like I say, I think the next season down the track, it's just going to give him back tenfolds anyways, the more I sort of give it up.
All right. CJ Hobgood, the former world champion surfer on Sports and Commentary today. Man, we're running out of time here, CJ, so let's get you back on our next Sports and Commentary. As I mentioned, you got a twin brother, Damian, and he has excelled in pro surfing as well. But you guys are twins, identical twins, but very different people as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back for our next Sports and Commentary. I want to have you share the story how the two of you got into this sport on S&C. All right, CJ Hobgood, thank you for taking time. We'll connect with you again very soon. God bless you. Have a great day, all right?
Okay, cheers.